Okay, good morning, Rav Osai. Wanted to talk a little today about Koseis Esachita. The Brisa says here, there's two parallel Brises, by Chita and by Orez. HaKoseis Esachita Mavarach Lo Borei Pri Adama, as opposed to certain cases are mizonos. Which cases are mizonos? Either if you make bread and then you cook the bread into a dish and the pieces are not intact, which we'll come back to in the next Gemara, or earlier, the Maisa Kedera. but apparently there's something called Koseis Tachita, which is only Hadama. What does Koseis Esachita mean is a little bit controversial. Tosos, in the middle of his discussion here, just Agav Orcham, and he happens to mention Koseis Esachita, he says, well, Koseis Esachita chai, delo chashiva filaso. But of course, eating raw wheat, which is not chashuv, Tosos takes it as a given that Koseis means Koseis Esachita chai, so too many other Rishonim, the Rav Yonos of Milunil right here says, Hakos Sachita called Dover Sha'achlo Adam Chai Kemoshu Nikra Koseis. Koseis is a sort of a code word for eating raw food. Koseis certainly means raw food. In a few places, in Shas Rashi, in Beitza, in not about our sugya, when he talks about lachus. He says, "Kol davar nechol chai kari achilaso koseis. Whatever is eaten raw is called koseis." Now, Rashi, on the other hand, says more than once in Shas, including on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis, "Kol davar shadam ochesh lo kedarko mikrik sisa. Anything which is not normal is called koseis." But lechora, the abnormal way to eat wheat is to eat it raw. That's the weird, disgusting way to eat wheat. And it seems really clear that Rashi also thinks koseis means raw. Rashi and Arsuk is a koseis kemoshehu, just like it is. Simple shot of just like it is means raw. And Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, when he talked about eating flour, which again, lechora simple flour, don't bring in Tosfos Chidushim, means plain raw flour. Rashi says, kishar koseis chita, flour is just like all other koseis chita. So I'll put together the Rashis, and it seems pretty clear. I guess you could say whatever you want if you really want it to be nidchak a ton, but it seems pretty clear that Rashi also thinks that it means raw. Likewise, the Rashba earlier, excuse me, on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph seems to assume as a Dover Pasha that it means raw. He says, that other price is only talking about cooked, not about koseis chai. I'm assuming koseis chai, so the mainstream is that koseis means raw. Tosos, Rashba, and Daf Lamed Vav, the Rav Yonos Milunil, the Rashmos of Rashi, and others. The Meiri here, interestingly, says, kol tapshus, etc., etc. Umasha amru es hakosa chidim erach bar pi adama pirusha bacharuchin o shebishlan ma'at was a little cooked or toasted. Why does the Meiri say koseis? What is the definition of koseis? Does it mean raw? Or does it mean mevoshal or kaloi, we would say in our lashon? Here is Mashmos of Rashi, clear Tosos, Rashba, Rilunil, and then others. Here you have the Meiri. Why does the Meiri say it, and where does he get it from? He usually doesn't make these things up. Pashtus, he got it from the Rambam, and he interpreted the Rambam like the Bir Halacha. The Rambam, strangely, he leaves out the word Koseis. He does mention the word koseis in other places in the Mishnah Torah, but in Hilchos Brachos there is no word koseis. Excuse me, the Kasa Mishnah wonders. Koseis achita mevarach bar pri adama, he doesn't mention at all, not in that word, not in any other words. But when it comes to the koseis haorez, He doesn't bring down not using the word koseis and not using the word koseis. He never says anything about oris being hadama, using any words, but at least when it comes to chita, give me a second, at least when it comes to chita, the Rambam doesn't bring down kosa chita in those words, but he does say, give me a second, Dagon, the only thing he says that has the ending of Hadama, Dagon Sholok Kemoshehu, Mevarech Lefanav Bori Pri Hadama. If you eat whole cooked grains, then, as opposed to Maisi Kedera, which is, remember what the words, Chilka and Targis, all different pieces of grains, if you eat whole cooked grains, that is Hadama. It's still not clear what he thinks the word Koseis means. Some of the Nosekelim assume he thinks koseis means raw or cooked, but the Bir Halacha, or the Me'iri, and such the Rambam, where did the Me'iri get this idea from? He didn't get it from Rashi, he didn't get it from any of the other Rishonim he had access to the best of my knowledge. He didn't get it from the Rilu Nil, who was his, who was Provençal. Lachori got it from the Rambam, and this is the Bir Halacha's shot in some of the Me'iri's shot in the Rambam. The Rambam, Lefi Bebir Halacha, Mehechi Tasi. Why should you say that? It's clear that Pshat is that the word Koseis is referring to raw. In many other places in Shas, Koseis is referring to eating raw things. Lechora, because of the question of the Bir Halacha. Ask the Bir Halacha. It's a Gemara and Daf Lameches in the base, which is quoted by the Rambam, quoted by everyone, and we're probably familiar with that. Called whatever vegetables is normal to eat raw and not cooked, like cucumbers, you make hadama raw and shahakol cooked. Whatever is normal to eat cooked and not raw, like pumpkin, you make shahakol raw and hadama cooked. Whenever it's normal to eat one way and not the other, you only make the bracha on the normal way. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Brachos. He just brings down the Gemara, basically. I'll just read this. Afiroko shedarkan le'ochel shlukin. Things that it's the derech to only eat cooked. Kiyon krov v'lefes. Im ochel and chayin v'ochel im t'chila shahakol. So for any fashos, if you eat them raw, you say shahakol. So if you eat something raw that's normally only eaten cooked, you say shahakol. The Bir Halacha's kasha is, we all know wheat is not normally eaten raw. I guess if you want to be nidchak, you could say, no, it's normal to eat wheat raw, but that's a little hard. To say that it's normal to eat raw wheat, it doesn't seem to be so normal to eat raw wheat. How can it be hadama if the Gemara Daf Lamed Chesem Ad Beis says that raw, any vegetable, nothing specific on chayish meni dagon, raw of anything that you normally eat cooked is shahako. So the Bir Halacha says the Me'iri, he doesn't go to answer the question by this pshat in the Rambam, right? The question is mi daf lamed ches amid beis shahare chita nechal mevoshal hilo chai. And therefore, it should be shahakol. So, the Me'iri is clearly trying to answer that question. How can you say you make hadama on raw wheat if it's not normal to eat it raw? It's normal to eat it cooked. It should be like pumpkin or the whatever is the example of kruv and the lefes and etc. The answer is, you're right, Taka. You do make shahakol on raw wheat. We're not talking about raw wheat here. When we said koseis, we didn't mean raw. We just mean whole and intact. And why is it called koseis? Because what does koseis really mean? It means to chew it, right? And the answer is because once you cook and break down the grains, you don't have to chew it as much. If it's a whole grain, you have to chew it more. And therefore, koseis just means whole, but of course, it is cooked. The other Rishonim are then in trouble. Right? The other Rishonim are in trouble. After all, if, again, unless someone wants to say it's normal to eat raw wheat, but that seems a little rachok to me. Maybe I'm not a farmer. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but it seems a little rachok to me. The other Rishonim have trouble with this, because how could you say hadama on, how could kosim raw wheat, how could you say hadama on raw wheat if not just raw wheat, raw rice also, right? How could you say hadama on raw wheat and rice if it's something which is clearly normally eaten, only cooked? So I don't know if anyone else has a better answer than we found in the Rishonim and Achronim, but I only found two answers which are basically similar. One is, which are both based on the same yesod of chashivos, meaning we would have read this Gemara and said anything not the normal way of eating is shahakol, not because of a lack of chashivos, just because that's not, you can't call that the pre if it's not the intended way of eating it, or you can't give shevach if it's not the normal way of eating it. We would have thought it's an absolute rule. What do you have to answer? You have to answer that the rule on daf lamed ches is not absolute, but relative. What do we mean by relative? By relative, we mean it has less chashivas, right? It's not automatically shahakol, but just less chashivas. Ah, it's less chashivas. But maybe if it starts not so chashav, it's less chashivas shahakol. If it starts more chashav, then even if it has less chashivas, it would still be hadama, and maybe chita starts as more chashav. Why? Chita starts extra chashav, so even after a loss of chashivas, it's still hadama. That's basically the answer of the Rishonim and Achronim, that something with little chashivas, if you then, something with little chashivas, if you then lose extra chashivas because you're eating it raw and you should be cooked, become shahakol. Something that starts out with extra chashivas can afford to lose a little chashivas and still be hadama. Why does chita have extra chashivas according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Biur Halacha?
Because usually it turns into bread.
So it's mukhala mazon, because it's a species which could be mazonos. Right? Why does chita have extra chashivas, says the Biur Halacha? Because it's a species of mizonos. A species of mizonos is extra chashav. Then the Biur Halacha says at the end here, he says, "V'ayim magen giborim ashekasav shem shiuri bracha v'zeh." If you look up the magen giborim, all this on the Bar Ilan, he quotes the shiuri bracha. You could also look up the shiuri bracha. It's also on the Bar Ilan. You could also trace it back. In the end, when you trace it back, you get to the Piskei Harid. He had a copy of the Piskei Harid, and really it's just the Piskei Harid. What does the Piskei Harid say? He is bothered by this question. The Piskei Harid is the first one to ask this question explicitly. Mm-hmm. He says, V'ikashya, what's the difference between kosis achita and all the other raw foods? Which, even though they're not normal, which if they're not normal, we say shahakol, and kosis achita we say hadama. He says, the mine zroim chashivi afli shein darkam kach marchalim bar priya dama vol yurakos lo chashivi in darkam kach mar shahako. He says a little different, says the Piskei Harid. He says, zroim are more chashav than yurakos. He says, interestingly, the Rambam, again, maybe he doesn't like this answer. When the Rambam brings it down, he says yurakos. Maybe zroim are more chashav than yurakos, even if they're not meaning dagon. Meaning, the nafkamina would be, he would say the same thing if you ate raw lentils, or someone give me other zroim, raw lentils, or peanuts, or etc. Meaning, zroim is like what we call kidneys. Kidneys are dagon. Beans. If you ate raw beans, he would say the same thing. Zroim are more chashiv than yurakos. Why are zroim more chashiv than yurakos? Is a great question.
Maybe you know ikea.
Maybe, although, you know, that's, you know, or maybe more likely the reason you're no ikea. Maybe that's what I was thinking, just one step past what Joel suggested. The reason you're, why you know Peah and Zeruiah and not Yerukos. Anyone? No one has a farm?
He's going to replant.
Interesting, that's not what it says. because Zeruiah machnis l'kiyum. Zeruiah you can store forever, and Yerukos you can't, right? Zeruiah you can buy in the supermarket dry without modern technology, right? You go, you get a bag of rice. There's no modern technology in the bag of rice. It's not vacuum packed. It's not this, it's not that. It's just a bag. You dry out. They last forever. As opposed to Yerukos, which you cannot store forever, right? The potatoes, you can store for longer than lettuce, but eventually, but there's a limit. There's a limit to what you can do. Nothing else. Anything you can't dry out, you can't store forever, and your Yerukos you can't dry out. Anyway, that's just a theory. I have no idea what he meant. Just, I have the same intuition as Joel. Let's find something in Halacha that's Mechalkin Zeruiah and Yerukos. I mean, there's something to it, meaning, you know, Zeruiah are more chashuv because ultimately, you know, you can live all year off Zeruiah. If you have a lot of Zeruiah, you can live for a year. You can't live for a year of Yerukos because they go bad. Anyway, Lemaisa, these are the three answers I have to the question of Pesgei Rid. I'm just glad I found someone who asked this question for the Bir Halacha. I thought the Bir Halacha was the first one to ask this question 100 years ago. But the Pesgei Rid asked this question many, many hundred years ago. Either reinterpret Koseis to be eating cooked or roasted food, which may be the Rambam. We don't really know. He never tells what Koseis means, but he sort of hints at that. And is certainly the Meiri, or say it's just a relative lack of chashivas, not an absolute rule. This is the Rishon Acharon of love doing this, even though, you know, sort of we read things, we say, oh, this is an absolute rule. It's just the gedder of this bracha. They say, no, it's all just you add chashivas points, you take away chashivas points, and you see how many points you end up with, and you see what bracha you get. It just takes away a little chashivas. If you have a little extra chashivas, it makes up for it. And you're okay. And what makes it more chashuv? Either because it could be bread and porridge, or because just all zrayim are more chashuv. And that Gemara was only about Yerukos.
I think it's maybe worth adding that the re in that Tosfos includes in this case the Mevushal and Kaloi cases as part of the Kosef Pita case. He says, "Oh, I'm not sure about this talk of this case, so therefore don't eat boiled turtles."
Okay, so he doesn't include it as the meaning of the word koseis. I think he includes it as halakhically equivalent in the end, which you're absolutely right about, and so does everyone. But I don't think he hints that that's what the word koseis means.
He doesn't say that it's exclusively that.
He says the halacha of Hadamah is not only about this, but the word koseis, I think he admits, means. What Zachariah is pointing out is that regardless of what the word koseis means, every Rishon Acharon Posek that we've ever seen, theoretically, can one disagree? Theoretically, one could, but we haven't seen it. Everyone we've seen assumes, at least when it comes to Chita, everyone we've seen assumes that halachically, cooked whole grains or roasted grains have the same bracha as koseis. That's what Zachariah is saying, and that's a good point. I mean, the nafkamina here is only the bracha on raw grains. They all admit. So let's just review bracha on raw wheat. That is a machlokas between the Meiri and the Rambam lefi the Bir Halacha, and again I'm sure lefi the Meiri versus Rov Rishonim. Right? They would say raw is shahakol, and Rov Rishonim would say raw is hadama because that's koseis. How about the bracha on cooked whole wheat or toasted wheat? Zachariah is pointing out, and he's absolutely correct. L'kuli alma, it's hadama. Whether that's what koseis means or not, it's still equivalent to koseis, right? Even if it's not the word koseis, it's the same bracha. Why? Because it's not my sikadeva. And Zachariah is 100% right. Did you hear that before?
That's what I was mentioning.
Okay.
I was asking the Meiri includes five, and I said
yes. Yeah.
First of all, without getting into the story of Kashivas, the Rambam has some basic Kashivas and that's what you are.
I mean, that's where the Tosha Root is coming from, right? Correct. I mean, the word Yerukos appears in that Gemara, which is where the Tosha Pesach Root gets it from. He didn't just make it up, the word Yerukos appears. Obviously, the Biur Halacha assumed Yerukos Lavdavka, but.
And also, as far as I know, the only mockery that you have to ignore about going to Adon about Kitas Kosis is Achita. So somehow they have to extend Kosis Achita.
Yes, it's very fascinating. Even Kloyos, right? The Gemara talks about Kloyos all the time. Kloyos was the snack food, right? In the time of the Gemara. The Bamba, Bisli, etc. was Kloyos, who just roasted grains. Nowadays we eat popcorn. In those days, I guess they had. I don't know if it was popped. It might just have been roasted. You can eat roasted corn nowadays, too. It's usually you put too much salt on it, but it's also a good snack. And all the Rishon things in Dabar Pashet, that roasted grains are also hadama, like kosis zachita, that cooked whole grains, which is a rarer case, but they all end up talking about because of the Rambam, are also hadama. They all take as an assumption that, again, the word kosis, so many Rishon say minchai. But nonetheless, the category, the halacha of koses, every Rishon agrees, and every Achron, everyone agrees. I don't know if Masifta, anyone disagrees.
That what are you looking for?
That, I'm sure they have no one who disagrees.
Tell me what you're looking for.
That even cooked or roasted whole grains are still hadama. They're not mazonos. Okay, then we'll figure out why in a minute.
I think Rabbi Manoah already points out that against the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam is talking about Shalit and not Chai. Rabbi Manoah
You mean he says like the Biur Halacha that the Ram? Okay.
He was a little bit before the Biur Halacha.
I don't have him here. A little bit, yes. I don't have him here, so I can't double check right now. He's only, Rabbeinu Manoah's only printed in the Frankel. I guess the Frankel did not release the text because it's not in Bar Ilan. It's not anywhere else on the freely available. Someday. Anyway, okay, let's go by
there. Definitely considered writing different than Yerukos.
Yeah, but not in terms of Hashivas.
Maybe it's a Hashivas that's going on.
Maybe, but again, I wouldn't necessarily. I wouldn't prove Hashivas just like Zera. Okay, Viter. Now, what we want to talk about now that we've brought it up, is that there are two possible brachas on wheat. According to the Meiri, maybe the Rambam, there are three possible brachas on wheat. It could be shakal if it's raw. But forgetting that, it could be hadama or it could be mazonos. What case do we know is hadama? Koseis, whatever that means. What case do we know is mazonos? Maisa kadera and cooked bread. The question is, where to draw the line between koseis and things similar to koseis versus maisa kadera and things similar to maisa kadera? Where do you draw the line as to when it's mazonos and when it is ha'adama? And this is very unclear. The Gemara, all we have is our sukkah. We don't have anything else that helps us decide what's mazonos and what is hadama, where exactly to draw the line. And therefore, all we have is a couple of Rishonim in our sugya, and then the poskim, you wonder why the poskim have no sort of clear ground rules whatsoever. Like there's no like few facts they can all agree on, there's arguing the details, but it's minakata, wakata. And you know, there's everyone has really a very broad range of opinions, is because all we have in our Gemara is a couple examples. Koseis on the one side, and Maisa Kedera, let's forget about the cooked bread. That's already bread, that's a different story, but at least Maisa Kedera on the other side, and we're not even sure what all the words in Maisa Kedera mean, especially the Orez word. So what did the Rambam say here? The Rambam gives a clear geder based on the brisa of Maisa Kedera. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, give me a second. I turned the page. What does the Rambam say? Dagon shola kemoshin barach lo nevorei piyadama ulaachem bar nefashos. Whole grains cooked are hadama, as opposed to, we already know what he's going to say, as opposed to, kemach shel echem echemisha min shabishlo b'kdeira, if you cook flour in a kdeira, flour in a kdeira is in that brisa of, where is the brisa? The brisa of Elohim ma'isa kdeira was solus. Solus is kemach. Or, v'china dogon shechilko o kotsho o bishlo kdeira, or you chopped it, or kotesh it. Exactly what kotesh is not 100% clear. The acronym assume what it means is the word kotesh as used in Mesechus Shabbos, daf ayin dalet amud aleph at the top, which is a sort of a milling without too much pressure to remove maybe the endosperm. I don't know what it is, to remove some sort of peel. Not the husk. To remove the peel of the, maybe it's the bran. That's the peel. Yeah, it's the bran, and whether or not it removes the endosperm, that's discussed in the acronym. I think it's the bran, but I'm not sure. If anyone actually knows anything, now's your chance to pipe up. Okay, whatever it is, it removes a peel. That's what the acronym assumes, like kotesh, meaning you break it in some way. If you break it, go to Rifus Figarasakaru, Kayotzabam, calls that Nikramaisa Kadira. Where does he get this from? He gets it from the Brisa. Eloi Maisa Kadira. What is Maisa Kadira? Chilka, skipping the Oras for now. Chilka Targus, Sola Zorzva Arsan. Rashi says, Chilka and Targus are defined many places in Shas. Rashi says Zorz and Arsan are just different ways of chopping up the grain. Solus is clearly milled grain is flour. So that's the Rambam says. It's right here. Maisa Kadira means it's broken grains. And what's the opposite of Maisa Kadira? It's whole grains. So the Iker is to be broken and cooked. That's the Rambam's Geder. What is the Geder of Maisa Kadira equals Mizonos? Says the Rambam. He says it's all about breaking. Right? Shvira Ubishal. It's all about the breaking as opposed to cooking it whole. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah in the earlier part of the Sugya. He says, what is this Maisa Kadira thing all about? He says, Shaminan Shalo Yavarchal Daisa Elkshen Nich. They were chopped, and they were stuck to each other like a chovetz kedera. Because remember, the lashon of chovetz is about combining things into some mass. That's just like kosachita. It sounds like he thinks kosachita means raw, but if you cook them whole, it's like Kosachita, in that it's just Hadama. So he starts out the same as the Rambam, but he adds something, says Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, Shvira Ubishal, and the reason for Shvira is that it leads to debuk, because if you cook whole grains, they will not stick together. If you, great example, right? If you, I'm getting myself into a little trouble here, you cook whole grains of rice. We all do that all the time. And they don't stick together very much. Okay, apparently some rice is stickier, some is less so. You know, it sticks together a tiny bit, but, you know, it clearly doesn't become one mass. As opposed to if you would chop that rice, each grain, into five pieces and cook it the exact same way in the same rice cooker, you would end up with a rice pudding. You would end up with a rice pudding, and it would all stick together into something. So he thinks the debuk is what is significant. There's only three words mentioned by the Rishonim, right? You read through all the Beis Yosef, you read through all the Achronim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, or even the back of the Shulchan Aruch, you read through the Rav Moshe, the 10-page Rav Moshe, before the little part I ended with, which was like the fun part. He goes through every Rishon and every Achron within every Rishon to get many Shitas. There's only three, four Rishonim. The Rambam, Rabbein Yonah, and let's say Tosos / the Rush. What does the Rush say here? We're going to have to come back to Rabbein Yonah, of course. Says the Rush, Give me a second. Says the Rush, right here in our sugya. He says when he's talking about Orez, he says, where was this? In Chet, someplace here. He says, here we are. Orez, if you made into bread, obishlo basoka in daisa. You make it like daisa, you make it a porridge, then verchla vori minim azonos. Otherwise, you make a hadama. He talked about making it a porridge. And Tosa says a similar lashon here. When Tosa says, what's mizonos? And you don't have to get into sveikos of bracha achrona. He says, when is it mizonos? If nismachu yafid avakom daisa. Meaning, he says, when do you say hadama? And then, well, we'll see in a moment, in a little while, you don't know what bracha achrona to say. In lo nismachu yafid avakom daisa. So, l'chora, Tosos and the Rosh are the same. The Rosh is generally paraphrasing Tosos. It's miyach ke'en daisa. It's all about nismachu, because nismachu is what daisa is all about. Nice thing is a porridge. The whole point of a porridge is it is becomes a mush. So, if we can combine Tosos and the Rosh, which we generally seem to do, say nismaich, right, k'mo daisa. So you can focus on the miyuch, you can focus on the shvira, you can focus on the dibuk. Here you get all the subtleties in the achronim, the poskim, which is, I'll come back to it in a moment, but are these different shitas? Are these all the same shita? Meaning, is it really all just about dibuk? Whatever is mismaich is misdabek, right? When things get mush, they stick together. A porridge is one mass. I don't mean stick together means it's super glued. Meaning you can't see separate pieces. And as Rinaldo says, what makes things stick together as opposed to not stick together? What makes them stick together as opposed to not stick together is how much is whether they're broken or not. If you cook whole grains, they will not stick together. And if you cook broken grains, they will stick together. Maybe it's really all about dibuk, and that's what the miyuch is, and that's what the shvira is. Maybe it's all about dibuk, or maybe not. Maybe there is some machlokas here. Tosos really cares about miyuch, and Rabbi Yonah really cares about dibuk, and the Rambam really cares just about breakage. Or one way or the other. Yeah, Tosos really just a hechitimza of dibuk, while the Rambam really cares about shvira, or the Rambam really hechitimza, etc. That is what's very unclear, one very unclear thing, it's going to be a little hard to get clarity. Let us go to the poskim. The poskim, really to go through each posek is going to be very hard. By the time you get to the bottom line, the poskim assume the Rambam Shvira is just a hechitimza for miyuch v'dibuk. V'dibuk. The Shvira is not important in and of itself. Where did that come from? It comes from, I don't know if anyone, really, this is more than it has even in the brackets of these bakoros, it's really in the Devar Sof, but there was a toast sofer in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said, when the Shulchan Aruch meant to write, right? You have all about the Tosafot over there? I'm sure you do. You have everything there. The Shulchan Aruch meant to write Chilkan O Kotshan.
And not Shulchan.
Right, which is the Rambam. You're Rechalik or Kotesh. I was in the Shulchan Aruch meant to write the Lashon of the Rambam. Mm-hmm. And that's what almost all the, it's like my scholarly Chiddush said there's a Tosafot in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, the vast majority of everyone on the page of the Shulchan Aruch say, it's a Tosafot from the Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, he meant to write like the Rambam. But one letter got misprinted, and we'll never see a Ksav Yad of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Why will we never see a Ksav Yad of the Shulchan Aruch?
It's printed almost immediately.
Yeah, anything written after the printing press, the guy writes the Ksav Yad, gives it to the printers, and they throw it out. Like, why would you keep it? Nowadays, you're for a collector's item to sell on eBay. In those days, they hadn't thought of it yet. In any case, so the Shulchan Aruch, our Shulchan Aruch, has a misprint in the beginning of Reish Ches. Okay, there's just an interesting historical event that occurred. Our Shulchan Aruch has a misprint. It says Sheshlokan instead of Chilkan, Shin instead of Ches, Oktashan. If you cook them, if you cook them without breaking them, why would that be Mizonos? So the real answer is, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Sarach Lomar Shechelkan, and Dalad quotes like all of the, a whole list of Achronim point out the Tos Sofer. But Masifta tells us who didn't catch the Tos Sofer.
Right.
The Bogen Avram, right? I'm sure he's in the Masifta. Yeah, it would be a lot quicker to just read Masif instead of learning.
But not worthwhile.
You wouldn't get the same out of it. Like, you could just read Masifta, but you wouldn't understand it the way you understand if you learn.
Sure.
Baharaya, you can attest to it. Yes.
For sure.
Okay. Amy's having a very good day. What the Magen Avraham does is, I apologize for the history lesson. He believes, he didn't catch the Tos Sofer. He just believes that Machaber wrote Shlokan even without breaking, because it's Sholik or quotation. Right. Ah, so if you cook it without breaking, then how could it possibly be Mizonos? Isn't that against the Rambam? So he answers, no, by Sholok, the word Sholok is a funny word. Sometimes some of Farshim sometimes think it means you cook it too much. Sometimes the Farshim think you mean you cook it too little. Sometimes they think it just means cook it. So he says, what the Bechai Remand here is that even if it's whole, if you cook it enough, it still gets mushed and becomes a porridge. And he's the diet from the Tos Sofer in the Shulchan Aruch, incorrectly, because it's really Tos Sofer, is, and just so we get it down, the what's printed in the Shulchan Aruch is shesh. Shulkan o kachan, which means you break it a little, kotesh, to break it a little, or cook it without breaking. What it really should say, of course, is shechilkan o kachan, which is just a quote from the Rambam, and the Mechaber always quotes the Rambam whenever possible. We all know that is his modus operandi. But nonetheless, what the Magen Avraham is stuck in this is, you know what it must be? It must be that even if it's whole, if you cook it enough, it makes up. I wouldn't say it makes up for the integrity of the grain. No, it degrades the integrity of the grain and makes it as mushy as if you had split it first. If you split it and you cook it for 20 minutes, it becomes a porridge. But even if you don't split, if you cook it for 2 hours, it'll eventually become a porridge because the heat will have its effect. And there he says, the Rambam's breaking is lav davka. We don't really care about breaking. We really care about mushing and becoming a porridge, which is where the mainstream postgame, if you look at all the Mishnah Berurahs, etc., they all come down to dakas tikzveikos about where to draw the line. But the principle is that we don't really care if it's whole or not. Whether or not it's whole is just a factor that goes into how much it will get mushy and stuck.
Yeah.
And therefore it's one of the many factors that come into play. So that's what he assumed. There was nothing magic about being whole versus, right, about being whole versus being broken. It's just a hechitimtzi of miyoch v'dibuk. And says the Mishnah Berurah, even though he rejects the Bron Gerson, the Mechaber, he still accepts the halacha, right? He basically says, not in these words, he says, that's the Bron Gerson, the Mechaber, but Taka, you're right in halacha. So we say that it's not magic whether it's whole or not whole, it's just one of the factors that goes into whether, and the Rambam meant usually, if it's a whole grain, it's not mismaich and misdabik, and usually, if it's a split grain, it is, but that is not the ikker. He assumes the ikker is mismaich and misdabik, and then he plays around with mismaich and misdabik, assuming that it means ultimately the same thing. And if you really want to summarize, according to the Mishnah Berurah, what happens, he says, if you cook it whole, and it's mismaich a lot, then it's mizonah. So you took the whole, so it's mismaich a little, that's borderline, and it's a suffix. If you take off the klipa, which he interprets kotesh as taking off the klipa, there's a bit of machlokas. He says kotesh means taking off the klipa. The Aruch HaShulchan says kotesh means taking off the klipa with some of the grain. I think sometimes they took off the bran with the endosperm or something, but it could be, I don't know what I'm talking about. I was counting on Abi to know the parts of the grain. Okay. If you take off the klipa, then if it's misdavik a little, that for sure mizonos, and if it's not misbaik at all, that's a suffik, because it's just like, you know, raises one level. And if you take off the klipa and some of the some of the food itself, then even if it's not mismaich at all, yeshama lismoch to say mizonos. That's sort of his, you know, he basically equates mismaich and mizdabek most of the time, the Mishnah Berura, and assumes that how whole it is just like one of the factors that's weighed out by how much, if you want to know the halacha lemaisa, although we want to get some deeper lumdish questions. But you want to know halacha lemaisa, aliba de Mishnah Berura. You know, if you put them all together, he says shalem, then it depends. Nismaech yafe is mizonos. Nismaech tsas is safek. Lo nismaech is hadama. Heiser haklipa. Nismaich, and Nismaich says, it's also Dabik, it just goes up one level. Is Mizonos, Lo Nismaich is a suffix. And if it's Heiser HaKlipa Uktsas Min HaOchel, which is the Aruch HaShulchan's definition of kotesh, and he says that's like a little better than kotesh. That's like another version of kosher. She says, "Afilu lo nismaech efshar levarich mizonos." That's the sort of min ha'olam. And even without miyach, you can say mizonos. Says yeshav alismoch. He says here at some point. That's the Mishnah Berura Sifkatan. Okay, this is all the brackets, and then we'll come back to the rest of our discussion. But there he says, that was apparently some pearl grape they used to eat. He says, Shahu sarkli pasim agam miktas meim gufa, al de trinus harichayim, shenasim gatanim, not only was the peel, they lost a little food. Anogin levarachim lorim yuzona, zachramin shalsach hachila, ein lim chos biyadam. Okay, apparently the minig was they would say mizonos and alamechim, that was okay. And of course, if chilkan, then it's always mizonos, then you don't have a lot to worry about. And these are just sort of shiurim of breaking down into a tafsho. He mixes all of the factors. He mixes all the factors together. It's just shiurim of becoming a tafsho. What I want to ask on a deeper level is starting with the Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, remember the machlokas from last time, right? Whether we paskin dochan as mizonos or not. What was the main raya, the two rayas of everyone who paskined the Rif and the Rambam who paskined that only Oris Mizonos not Dochan? Number one, the Gemara compares to Yochanan and Nuri at some stage in the Shach Latari, he's only Oris. And number two, the price is only Kosos Oris and the Maisik Kedera is only Oris. All the prices only mention Oris.
Yeah.
Okay, how does Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush get out of it? Of course, the Meiri is a different way. You can look there. The easiest way to get out of it, if you're a Rabbeinu Yonah Rush, say Lav Dafka. After all, it says Kosi Chita. Doesn't mean only Chita. I mean, it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't. We learned it earlier around at the beginning there. But some of Kosa Chita is an example. Or is an example. Why? It doesn't have to say every example in the world. That's the simple way to get out of it. But that's not what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah says, I have a better way to get out of it. What's my better way to get out of it? I have a deal. Meaning, why? What does it say? If it would have said Maisa Kedeilin Maisa Kedeira Chita Saora Shifon Shibolas Shuel and what am I missing and Kuzmin and Orez, then you know you would have a good taina. Why say Orez and not Dochan? But what does it say? It says Chilka Targis, not in this order, Zaras Arson Solis and Orez. How is that a parallel? It's actually a very bad way of writing a brisa, right? Chilka targis and oris. Chilka and targis are degrees of breakage of a kernel. Oris is a species. Like that's how you'd say a brisa? Oh, this maisa gedera. It's halves and thirds and quarters and fifths and rice. Why are you combining degrees of breakage with species? You should either talk about the species or talk about degrees of breakage. And Rabbeinu Yonah comes up with a tremendous chiddush. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm a dayak from that brisa, that ores doesn't just mean a species. Ores means whole ores, right? An ores. A chita is not the same as chok and targis. Chok and targis, not whole chita, but yes, whole ores. That ores, even shalim is mizonos, while chita, only if you break it, it's mizonos. Even though chita is a better mizonos, ironically, even though chita is a real class of mizonos, and ores is only a second-class citizen mizonos, but ironically, chita only qualifies for mizonos if you break it and cook it, while ores qualifies for mizonos even if you cook it whole, which is the way we eat rice. And why, mehechi tesi? I already gave you the answer. How do we eat rice usually? We cook it whole, right? If I serve you rice, right? I just cook whole rice and I put it on a plate. Do we do that often for wheat? When was the last time someone served you whole cooked wheat kernels? I'm sure it would be edible.
Barley.
Barley sometimes we do in cholent, right? But even so, barley sometimes we do in cholent. Now again, that's pearl barley. It's not really whole barley, so even, but okay, maybe the rice also. But wheat we certainly never do, right? So yesh l'ayin on that. Wheat we certainly never do. But? No, burgle is cracked wheat, mapetom. It's chilkatargis, exactly. Meaning, why don't they serve whole burgle? My stomach, it's not so good. It's not so tasty. I don't mean it's not edible. Why would it not be edible? It's just not such a tasty dish. It's not such a normal dish. So says Rinyona, because it all really matters of the Derek. Everything I told you about this and that and the D-book and this, etc., that was all not a Xeris HaKosim. It wasn't magic. It wasn't an objective standard. That was all a subjective standard. Based on the Derek. It's the Derek to eat rice whole. As a matter of fact, we very rarely eat rice. Eat like rice pudding. Some people do sometimes. Yeah. In some countries, maybe more, but we very rarely eat rice pudding.
I think England they do that.
In England, maybe a little more. Okay, you can't bring rice from England. We very rarely eat rice pudding, but we eat like pieces of rice all the time. Just whole grains of rice that you can pick out each grain separately all the time, as opposed to wheat, where we eat. We eat porridge, farina. I don't know how many people do nowadays. Once upon a time, they did. They did more all the time, but we almost never eat a grain of wheat like a plate full of rice.
Rice is actually the rice we have. There was a husk on the outside that they think of.
Aha. Okay, so hold that thought. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it really just depends on the derech. It really is just taking the derech, and that's why rice is different, and that's why only rice is in the brisa, not dochan. Really, rice and dochan are still mazonos. But since dochan, it's only the derech to eat mushed in a porridge, and rice is the derech to eat whole, therefore they mention rice more, because rice, just as it is, you would say mazonos, even on a whole grain of rice, and that's why the brisa is mentioned rice more, because rice, taka, has a different halacha. Then Dochan and a different halacha in the Chamesh Taminim.
Didn't we learn with you that he includes Dochan also and says that it's
mizonos? He includes Dochan and mizonos, but Dochan is mizonos like wheat, only if you make it porridge. Rice is different than Dochan and mizonos. I know the Beis Yosef is two deis, whether according to Rabbeinu Yonah rice is different than chita, but Rabbeinu Yonah is mefurish. Of course Dochan is like rice and mizonos, but Dochan is like rice and mizonos with porridge, not if I serve you a plate of Dochan like a plate of rice. That would still be Hadamah, because that's not the normal derech to eat Dochan. I don't know. Nowadays we don't eat Dochan at all, so it's hard for me to know what the derech of eating Dochan was. Now, that is Rabbeinu Yonah. The Kesef Mishnah, Rav Moshe quotes this, Kesef Mishnah assumes the Rambam would agree with Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, by the time Rosh gets to it, they're subtly different. Why does the Kesef Mishnah assume the Rambam would agree with Rabbeinu Yonah? This is a matter of interpretation. We already read what the Rambam says about grain. What does the Rambam say about rice? He says, Orez shebishlo mevarchlo borim mezonos, etc. Orez that you cooked is borim mezonos. Why doesn't he say Orez that you cooked after kotesh or mechalek is borim mezonos? But of course, achal daga orez chai kemoshu hu shalok would be hadama. Why doesn't he say the same thing that Orez that he did by chita? And again, it's sometimes hard to prove by the Rambam. It could just be what we call yagid olav reyo. And once he explained to you by chita, it's obvious the same applies to rice. Maybe he thought it was obvious that the same applies to rice as by chita, and he wasn't trying to be a Rabbeinu Yonanik. However, the Kesef Mishnah assumes not that way. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? The Kesef Mishnah says, give me a second. The Avagav de Katania Kosa Orez Barfi Adama Mashman Hainu Davka Ochlo Chai. He's the Dayak. Again, he's the Dayak in the Gemara, but I assume he's trying to be far as the Rambam. That and the Ramosha assumes it's a shot in the Rambam. Only raw Orez is Hadama, but cooked whole grain Orez is Mizonos. Shani Hasam Shadarko Lavashlo Shalem. That's different because it's the derech to eat whole rice and it's not the derech to eat whole cooked wheat. So the Kesef Mishnah and Rav Moshe assumes that the, again, Rav Moshe is different from Rabbeinu Yonah, we'll come to, assumes that the Rambam agrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a matter of interpretation. It's true. The Rambam says cooked rice is mezonos without qualifying, without a caveat. You could say he meant, and I explained earlier all the details, and I'm not going to repeat them. Or you could assume that like Rabbeinu Yonah. Earlier, there were details. Here, there's no details. All cooked rice is mezonos, because rice is different, because we really care about the derech. I mean, rice is less mezonos. So why is rice mezonos even if it's cooked? Because if you're talking about the theoretical status of rice, it's less mezonostic than wheat. But if you're talking about what types of cooking make it mezonos, that's not a matter of more or less. It's just a matter of derech. And it happens to be, it's not the derech to serve you a plate of wheat kernels, and it is the derech to serve you a plate of rice kernels. So maybe the Rambam also says it's not davka, it's just a matter of derech, the nafkamina being that rice is the exception. So this is the sort of big chakira. The big chakira we'll come back to in a second. Is it just a fixed gedder, or is it whatever the derech is? Even whatever the derech is. You know, even when I say, oh, just whatever's the derech. Then, in any system of law, I would assume, in halacha, which is what I'm familiar with, even if it's just whatever's the derech, you're still going to have 100,000 borderline cases, and you have to say, well, the rule is, it has to be like this, it has to be like that. You're still going to have rules, but you're going to start with the rules based on the derech. So is it a fixed gedder of Maisa Kedera, or is it, you know, just the derech? What kind of derech? So some of the achronim assume that, and I think this is a fair assumption, doesn't mean whatever is the derech to eat. L'chor means whatever is the derech to eat for muzzle. Why? Because we all know in the days of Chazal, if you wanted to give your kid a, you know, like, I don't know, you're like candy and snack, right? Candy's like those sweet things and snack is like the crunchy things. So if you want to give your kid candy in the days of Chazal, what would you give him? Candy? No, you would give him a fruit. Okay, that's close, right? Or you would give him a sweet fruit. Right, if you wanted to give him a snack, what was the Baman Bisli in those days? We pointed out Kloyos, right? L'chor is the derech to eat Kloyos. Kloyos are mentioned so many places of Shas. So many places in Shas, it's hard to say it's not the derech to eat Kloyos. So why are Kloyos Hadama? It doesn't say in Shas the Bracha on Kloyos. By the way, it's still a root we're using nowadays, right? We still call it Kliya, right? Not to be confused with the Kaf root word. But Kliya is when they roast things, right? There's something in the shop, right? There's a guy, Hakolemi Baghdad or something, that he sells toasted grains and other things. Anyway, kloyos are clearly eaten in Shas, but I think, and this is what all the Manbi Achron say, it's not eaten for muzzle, right? Everyone knows you don't eat kloyos for muzzle, you eat kloyos for a snack. You know, it's not eaten for nutrition, for satiation. So l'chor, I would add that it's not just the derech to eat it, l'chor, it has to be the derech to eat it for muzzle. Okay, the whatever is the derech le'achol, and I'll add in parentheses, all the modern day postgames sort of throw this in. Derech le'achol muzzon, I think that's fair, even where Moshe starts talking about it. He does mention, oh, and like lots of people eat it, and even adults, and not only kids, if you want to start pulling the derech card. And the nafkamina is, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is rice. If you say it's a fixed geder, then rice is the same as wheat. Rice is the same as wheat. If you want to say that it is not a fixed geder, then no, you're going to say rice afilu sholem, but wheat only mechulak or katush. Or, you know, if you cook it long enough, that becomes equivalent, etc. How do we posket in terms of this? So the, if you, is it an objective standard, or is it a fixed standard, or is it a matter of the derech, and therefore different species would be different? Rabbeinu Yonah is very clearly on one side. this is Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, I know in Beis Yosef he has two days whether Rabbeinu Yonah thinks rice is the same as wheat or not. I can't explain that. He just doesn't quote the line of Rabbeinu Yonah where he's medayik in the brisa that rice has a difference in the wheat. Okay. I don't know if he didn't have the line of Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't know if he had some svar I can't think of. It's not important right now. The antithesis of Rabbeinu Yonah is always quoted as the Rush. Who does the Rush say? The Rush, when the Rush gave his geder of Kimo Daisa, he wasn't talking about wheat like Tosos was. He was Davka talking about rice. He never gave the Gedra Maisa Kedera in the Rosh when he was talking about wheat. It happens to be that when he defined Maisa Kedera, he was talking Davka about rice. I will read it to you again. After all the hard work I did finding the right place. He says, Helkachal Orez, Im afo vas made a pasta, you make bread. Oshe bishlo vaso gain daisa. You make it like daisa, mevarkalam, chilavarim, zonos, etc. Okay, so he says, it seems clearly against Rabbeinu Yonah. If he said bishlo, that would be, he's bishlo vaso gain daisa. Why does he have that bishlo vaso gain daisa? L'chora, what he means is not if you cook it whole, only if you cook it and make it like daisa. And he's against Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, if you wanted to be stubborn, you could say, he really agrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. He just thinks it's not the derech to eat whole rice. But I find that a little unlikely, meaning he lived in the same country as Rabbeinu Yonah, shortly after Rabbeinu Yonah, and even though, like, who's to say what people think in different times and places, like, whole rice seems very delicious and normal to us, it seems unlikely that he's arguing with Rabbeinu Yonah as a machlokes metzias. It seems more likely, which is what Beis Yosef starts with, that, no, he just thinks there's an objective gender, and you can't be mechalik between rice and, excuse me, and you can't be mechalik between rice and other things. The Beis Yosef has two deos what to do with the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah. How does he put together this Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah? Again, he skips on the lines of Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, maybe it's a machlokas Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah, and we should all like Rabbeinu Yonah. That rice is different. Or he says, maybe you can get them both to work together. It's not that rice is different than wheat. It's that it has to be like daisa and it could be whole. Because it could be whole, and even when it's whole, it could be soft and sticky and become like daisa, and he sort of pulls away the rum, etc. So what do we paskin? Do we try to say rice and wheat are the same and force Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah, even if we get every line to work, into making them the same? Or do we try to make them different? That is a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch between whom and whom? Between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, he says a little later, the imbishlo about rice, mevarchlo borim mezonos. If you cook it, it's mezonos. And the Ramah feels necessary. Again, If someone wants to raise their hand and says, "Bidocha gadol," you know, with a with a power saw, I can make you mean something else. I know you can. I want to read the shot. He says, "In bishlo dot 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 baruch leborim zonos," and the Rama adds, "Ad shenismaich." In bishlo ad shenismaich, meaning, what the Rama understand, the machaber is going with a mini yona derech that rice is different. Let me add to Rabbeinu Yonah the Kesef Mishnah, maybe the Rambam, right? If you read the Rambam very, very meduyak, you can say, why do you just say Bishal rice? Why not say it depends if it's this way or that way? Because rice doesn't depend, rice is different. And to add to them, you have the, here you have the Mechaber, and here you have the Ramah. The Ramah says, Ad Shenismaich. Now, just the Ramash's Achin Smaich doesn't prove that he's equating rice with wheat. But he says Achin Smaich based on the Beis Yosef, who's trying to equate rice with wheat. And all the Nosei Kelim I've seen, maybe I haven't seen enough, but from the Magen Avraham on down to the Mishnah Berurah, all assume what the Ramah is doing is equating rice with wheat, which is really where the Magen Avraham comes from. When he says, oh, if you cook it even without breaking it, if it gets soft enough, that counts. Says, to look by rice, we gave the example of cooking it a lot, it gets very soft even when it's whole. By wheat, we gave the example of breaking it and cooking it, it's all really the same. It's just a bunch of factors that go into how much it becomes a porridge. So this is a machlokes. How do we paskin? Let's just go down to halacha lemaisa for rice for a moment. The Mishnah Berurah discusses rice. You know, there are some people, I don't know what kind of circles we travel in. You know, there are circles where people are very machmir. Okay, actually, I take that back. I'm not sure there are circles. There are individuals. you can correct me. It could be there are really circles. There are individuals or very small groups of individuals who are really machmir and don't rely on the minhag olam and machmir and a lot of fakos and brachos. And those individuals would refrain from, like the Mishnah Berurah brings up, suggesting refrain from eating rice, our kind of rice, unless it's in a bread meal, because our kind of rice, you get into a subject here, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's mizonos, because rice is different. But according to the Rosh, it's not getting daisa. It doesn't look like daisa to me. Excuse me. And our rice would be hadama. And therefore, to get out of this fakos, some people might eat it in a meal. That's not really necessary, because since either way the Baruch HaKron is born in Nefashos, you're Yotze B'dieved with Hadama in any case, and you're Yotze B'dieved with Mizonos in any case, and you're Yotze B'dieved with Shahakol in any case, and there's plenty of options. Okay, but there are some people who are super duper duper machmir. What do we do? Everyone knows what we do. What does everyone say on rice?
Mizonos.
Mizonos. I never met anyone who said Hadama on rice. Okay, if I would have thought, I would have asked Rav Lichtenstein, if he's super machmer on rice, and I'm sure he doesn't say adama and like eat it in a meal or something, because he would like to keep all the brisker chomers in Hilchos Brachos. I don't know if this was one of them. I know he kept crazier brisker chomers based on Tosos that we'll see soon. That I know that he would only eat pasta in a bread meal as a crazy brisker chomer against the Shulchan Aruch and all the Achronim. Going back to the suffix Tosos that we'll get to. I understand. Exactly. We all know how to quote. The question is, A, if Rabbeinu Tam really meant spaghetti. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam did not say the word spaghetti, and so the mainstream poskim assume that he did not mean spaghetti, which we'll get to. Okay, and that's not our topic now. I shouldn't have brought it up. It's distracting. But strange, because I never bring up distracting side points in the middle of Shir. What does the Mishnah Berurah, the Biur Halacha, say in the end about rice? In the end about rice, what does he do? He says, look, we have a problem here, because since we're Ashkenazim, Sephardim before shouldn't have such a problem. Because we're Ashkenazim, the rice is not, meaning I understand, it's not rock hard, but it didn't become mushy, it's still pieces. You know, it's not really so mistabik. So what do we do about rice? So the Mishnah in the end says he justifies the minhag olam to make mazonos on rice. Why? Because A, according to the Rambam, Kotesh, you clearly took off the peel. Interestingly, there are those who want here. I'm above my pay grade. There are those who want to say maybe brown rice, which has a peel, should be hadama. I saw in the Deir Shui quotes that even our brown rice doesn't really have the full peel. Even our brown rice is peeled, and therefore even the brown rice yesh makom. And I think the minhag almost makes mazonos on brown rice as well, even though it's more of an open question, because even the brown rice is peeled apparently. So basically, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? He says that, look, number one, according to the Rambam, taking off the peel is good enough. Even though, that's not so pashut, because, what did he say? Even if you take off the peel, but it wasn't really nismaich, nonetheless, according to the Rambam, it seems like taking off the peel is good enough. All he says is taking off the peel. Doesn't require any niuch the dibuk. And he says, even though Rabbeinu Yonah required dibuk, but Rabbeinu Yonah also said that rice is different. So he basically, what the Mishnah Berurah does, he resurrects Rabbeinu Yonah as a partial factor, and he resurrects Rabbeinu Yonah as a partial factor, and what does he say? He says that if it would be mamish, what's the Mishnah Berurah's pshara? The Mishnah Berurah's pshara would be if it would be mamish whole, then he wouldn't rely on Rabbeinu Yonah, and he would say hadama like the rush. But since our rice has the peel removed, therefore, you have two stud in the same as onos. Number one, the Rabbeinu Yonah / Mechaber. Number one, Rabbeinu Yonah / Mechaber. Number two, the Rambam, who only mentions Kotesh, he doesn't mention anything else. And therefore, he justifies our minhag same as onos on rice, and we don't have to worry about our minhag same as onos on rice. What's interesting, what comes out of this, though, is that he is not... It sounds like it's a tzad to bring Rabbeinu Yonah, who says it depends on the derech, but he's not willing to paskin purely based on Rabbeinu Yonah, because the Ramah seems to be against him. Now let us just take that back for a second and look at the Svaras and the Nafkaminas. Again, the Rabbeinu Yonah is very attractive because it's really just a very, very simple Svara. Like, it makes a lot of sense. Like, how do you know what is things that have different brachos? Sometimes it be shahakol or ha'itzan adama. That depends if it's, if it's edible or barely edible. Fine, we're not getting into that now. If you have things that mamash change their bracha, sometimes things become a motzi. We know a motzi. That's bread. Bread is a very we all know what bread means. Bread means you make flour and then you knead it and bake it. Wine, grapes become hagafen. We all know the difference between grapes and hagafen. There's a grape and then you squeeze and it becomes wine. Right, mizonos versus hadama is very, very tricky. Yes. How do they know what the gedder is? There's a phrase, maisa kedera. Again, there are other kinds of mizonos also. There's cooked bread, and then later we'll see pasta on the kisnen. But here with maisa kedera, how do you know it's maisa kedera? It's very attractive. Say, maisa kedera is things that you eat as mazon, as opposed to things you don't normally eat as mazon. And that's why it's borei minei mizonos, and that is Rabbeinu Yonah. That, I think, is very attractive. Mizonos means things you normally eat as mazon, and any other form would be ha'adama. That brings up a very fascinating question, which really was asked, a parallel question was asked at least twice in the last year, and I didn't fully answer it, which is a machlokas in modern times between the Vizos HaBracha and the Am Mordechai, Rabbi Mandelbaum from Yoni Shul in Har Nof, and Rabbi Willie from our very own yeshiva. If you say it's a matter of derech le'achol, then you get into a fascinating question. What if the derech changes? And that's what Rav Moshe was talking about. Said Rav Moshe, hold on, what about puffed wheat cereal? Right? Every puffed wheat? Now, it's very tricky. How do they make puffed wheat? The answer to how do they make puffed wheat is
shalva, what they call it.
Yes, shalva here. Is it problematic? Because it's like asking what's the minig of olam. That depends who's olam. Depends which they, meaning different companies make things different ways. Rav Moshe was talking about a puffed wheat, just for the sake of argument now, where they would sholof dagon chai k'moshe hu. The way they make the puffed wheat is mamish, like the Rambam describes hadama. They would just cook whole grains and make it into puffed wheat. Obviously, puffed wheat is like popcorn. The question is exactly how you make it into popcorn. Sometimes you could, when we make it into popcorn, we do it by toasting it. What makes it popcorn and not just toast? Anyone ever buy, you can buy in these pizzeria places, just toasted grains of corn. What makes it pop and not just toasted grains of corn in one word? Anyone know? It's not a Torah question.
It's drier.
No, pressure. It's the pressure that makes it pop. Don't ask me how. That's why if you put the popcorn in a pot without the lid, it'll never become popcorn. It's only the lid that makes pressure that makes it pop. And it does have to do with the moisture, but it's ultimately the pressure. Okay, so popped is really with pressure. How much you are popcorn, we just put popcorn in a pot. No water. Sometimes with puffed wheat, they use more steam because somehow it works a little differently. Maybe that's more like cooking. So Moshe says, puffed wheat is dagon shalok chai kemoshe hu. Is it mezonos or is it hadama? Rav Moshe wonders. And this might depend on, is it a matter of derech or is it a fixed gedder? If it's a fixed gedder, then avada, it's hadama. If it's a matter of derech, so Moshe says, what do you mean? That's the derech. That's very, very normal. Puffed wheat, they, what does he say? What does he call it? Sugar crisp. Again, maybe some of us are more health conscious nowadays. In those days, I think less people were health conscious in terms of this. People weren't so worried about too much sugar. But I think he has a good point about the metzias. Nowadays, this is a normal breakfast cereal. You go to ShopRite and you look on the shelf, and one of the there's a lot of breakfast cereals. No one's going to have room in the market, but one of the breakfast cereals is is puffed wheat, sugar crisp, whatever they call it, right? I'm sure there are other things in Israel, shalva. And he points out, and Gdolim and Ketanim eat it, right? It's not just for little kids. People eat it. Why do people eat? Now, why? You know, it's tricky. Obviously, everyone's Yetzer Hara also likes sweet things, etc. But why do people eat breakfast cereal? They eat breakfast cereal for mazon. Okay, they like the sugar breakfast cereal because they also have a sweet tooth, etc. But they eat breakfast cereal for mazon. You eat a bowl of cereal in the morning to fill you up and give you nutrition to get through half the workday. I think that's pasha, that it's a normal thing to eat. Whatever's a breakfast cereal in ShopRite is a normal thing to eat. And it's a normal thing to eat for mazon. Breakfast cereal is mazon. It's not that I eat cornflakes for breakfast for mazon, and my kids eat, Honey Nut Cheerios because all they want is candy. No, I'm eating for mazon, and they're eating for mazon, and, you know, and after we're both eating for mazon, then you have to ask, is it better to be sweet or to be healthy? And they figured out the right answer for their age, and I figured out the right answer for my age, and there's no machlokas.
The Rosh and the Yuri don't require mazon for
mazon.
It's just what you call it. You call it, I mean.
Okay, but even if you would, it's the derech to eat, and even if you ask for mazon. So that's the question. What about puffed wheat? So here, what about puffed wheat? The puffed wheat chakira. What's the puffed wheat chakira? So here, the Rabbi Willig says, I'll tell you the answer to the puffed wheat chakira. Avad the puffed wheat is mezonos and alamechya. Because now, in the days of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, maybe it wasn't the derech. And now, it is the derech. Clearly, they never talked about puffed wheat. And those, no one ate puffed wheat for breakfast in the old days. Maybe somehow, not that it's fancy technology, maybe we just were able to manufacture more efficiently or more tasty or something nowadays. Or maybe we just can't. Now that it's the derech, that is now that it's the derech, that's different. That is the what Ray Willig says in the Am Mordechai. He says the derech depends on your time and place. So says the Am Mordechai. He says it's mizonos because nowadays it's the derech, and he's assuming like. He's assuming that it depends on derech, like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam, etc. What does the Zos HaBracha say back to him? I mean, technically, he's saying back to the Zos HaBracha in terms of the order in which the books were published and who quotes who. But what does he say back to this Svara? He brings up the Svara. He says, no. He says, I'm too firm for that. He says, and Achanami depends on the derech. And Rabbeinu Yonah said the derech, and everyone said the derech. But they don't mean that it changes your time and place. They mean Chazal were koveya based on the derech. But once Chazal measured the derech and were koveya, it gets set in stone and lasts forever. Like some things, like the Rambam says, whatever Chazal were koveya and trefos that the animal could live, couldn't live, we don't have to ask the modern doctors to reevaluate. That's just set in stone, and everyone tries to figure out philosophical justification for it. Here, it's not so hard to find a philosophical justification. Say, brachos are drabanan. Right? If we assume these brachos are drabanan, which, you know, is a reasonable assumption. However, they're metakin based on their derech, but they weren't metakin to look at the derech in your time and place. They looked at their derech, they were metakin the takana, and once they made the takana, even if the reason goes away, we still keep the takana. Nowadays, you know, we don't know how to build rafts if we swim, and we don't know how to, you know, but we still don't swim on Shabbos. Nowadays, you know, kviya diyarcha, maybe. And we still give you other sheni, etc. So that's what the Zos HaBracha says. The Zos HaBracha says that it is hadama, puffed wheat is hadama. And why? Because you can't reevaluate the derech. Whatever Chazal said, they said, and he said, of course, Rabbeinu Yonah didn't mean I look at my derech, and that's the halacha. He meant Chazal looked at their derech, and that's the halacha, and I'm being medayik and Chazal, what they were trying to say. But it's set in stone, not for a logical reason, but for a meta, not a meta legal reason, because the way halacha works is that Chazal say things based on the metzias they say, and we don't change it, even if the metzias changes.
So why? How does he approach the
points of the problem? He's talking about mizonos. He's talking about mizonos, not about hearts of palm. What does he mean by this? He says like this. Okay, I have to be more medayik in my lashon. No one thinks you never reevaluate anything in all dalet chelkei shulchan aruch based on your time and place. He says, no one who doesn't wear strimal. Okay. He says no. Sometimes Chazal made a takana and just say it depends on what the guy planted it for. And that would be hearts upon. Depends on what the guy planted it for. That would be hearts upon. But when it comes to mizonos, they made a takana based on something called Maisa Kedera. Once they made their takana, then they said the words Maisa Kedera. They made a special takana. Okay. To step up a little. Basically, he says sometimes Chazal made a takana and just says it depends on the metzias. Look at your metzias. And sometimes they made a takana of a specific gedra. When it came to mizonos, their takana was a gedra of maisa kedera. And even if that's different for rice, it's not going to change. But you're right, there are two kinds of takanas. And, you know, it might be rare to find. Avi knows people like this. But people who say no takana of Chazal ever depends on the time and place. But at the very least, many of them don't. He says this is the kind that does it. Now,
earlier you mentioned that this is only going to be one time in the Amah. So even according to
So give me a second. So is this true? Is this not true? That it depends on your time and place. So this is a little unclear. There's a Magen Avraham Right, right. Willard quotes a Magen Avraham, who has a long piece, and he discusses the whole Rabbi Yonah. And he ends with, Shamina Mized, the Kaldavar Shederach Achilos, the Kach Mvarach Borin Yem Zonos. Okay, we see that it depends on Derech Achiloso, Zosa Bracha says. No, that means we see it depends on Derech Achiloso in the days of Chazal. He just meant, we see that Chazal made it depend on Derech Achiloso. All right, Willard says, no. If you look at the Pshat Magen Avraham, he just says, no, we see that it depends on Derech Achiloso. He doesn't. Makes it sound like even nowadays. And his better raya is a prima gadim. The prima gadim has a kasha that someone almost asked last time. A stira in mitzias. What's the stira in mitzias of the prima gadim? That the Mechaber holds Dochan is not Mezonos. So what is Dochan bread? It is, no. Could be Hadama, could be Shahakol, Dochan bread. Right. It's Shahakol, because that's not the normal Derech. It's not the normal Derech.
The Riff arguing with the Golanim.
The Riff says, right? Okay, good. Let's take it back for a second. The Riff said that Dochan bread is Shahakol, and the Rishonim give the Magen Avraham gives a reason because not normal to make bread out of Dochan. Our Rabbi Yonah says it is normal to make bread out of Dochan. So how could there be a machlok in Shlahak Shal saying Chok Mitzias? How could there be a machlok in Mitzias whether it's normal to make bread out of Dochan or not? And he answers Yishlomar Mekomo Shaini. In different places there was different Minhagim. So what does he assume? He assumes that. Why do some people say it's normal to make bread out of Dochan and some people say not? Because you go by your place and they were all right in their place. So this Prima Gadim seems to say you go by what's true in your time and place. Okay, now, for what Nafkamina? He wasn't discussing exactly our sugya. He was discussing Dochan, and it's not clear if he meant for Mizonos versus other brachos or for Hadama versus Shahakol. That was not 100% clear. All right, well, it finds these Prima Gadim, who says, when it comes to the evaluation of Dochan, it depends on the time and place, and the Magen Avraham, who ends with just Derech, and says, therefore, it all depends on your Derech. That's clearly the common sense. Common sense, look at your generation. What's the Derech? What's the Derech is Mazon. What is not Derech? That was a breakfast cereal is Mazon. And what's not breakfast cereal? What's breakfast is Mazon. What's not breakfast, lunch, or dinner is not Mazon. Okay, a normal breakfast, lunch, or dinner is Mazon. Whatever's not normal breakfast, lunch, or dinner is not Mazon if it's from the Chamesh Minei Dagon. Seems very commonsensical. That's where I will explain. He says Mizonos on puffed wheat cereal. However, Zosa Bracha says, no, we can't reevaluate. He says that Magen Avraham just meant in the old days. He doesn't discuss this Prima Gadim, but he might very well say, no, the Prima Gadim just meant not leaning whether or not it's Mizonos we reevaluate. Leaning whether it's Shahakal or Hadama we reevaluate, because that's a different kind of Takana. But leaning Mizonos we don't reevaluate. And then you basically have to go back to everything we discussed last time. If the reason Orez and Dochan is or isn't Mizonos, is or isn't Amotzi, is or isn't Alamechia, is because of Chamesh Aminim, that's Chamesh Aminim. If it's good of Chimots, that's Chimots. If it's because of Chashivos and the Derech, do we reevaluate or not? Right, Willard would have to ask, when do we reevaluate, when don't we? So Zabrach would say we never reevaluate. Stop asking such questions. That's not the way that's not the way we Orthodox Jews work. Okay, that's fascinating. Let me just point out, who's right? I'm not saying it's right, especially if one of them is my Rebbe.
Yeah.
What should we say on puffed wheat? So here we have Machlokas, where Willink says you reevaluate. Zosa Bracha says, no, we are too Orthodox for that. We never reevaluate. And some din we reevaluate, but this is the kind of din where we don't reevaluate. However, I'll point out that it's not so pashut to pass like very willing. Besides, like Zosa Bracha argues on him, and here you might say my intuition is not with Zosa Bracha. What did Yehuda say to me the other day? Said it's a Torah Chaim, it's not fossilized, you have to look at the reality, you have to look at your life, etc. So even if you say very willing is more common sense to me than Zosa Bracha, he just seems too afraid of change. But it's not so posh of Rabbi Willick's correct, because he's arguing within the idea of Derech Lechol. Who says we paskin like the idea of Derech Lechol in the first place? Maybe we don't there's only the one side of the Chakira. Maybe we don't pass like that side of the Chakira, especially for us, Ashkenazim, who paskin like the Rambam, who seem to go with the Rush and equate rice. This is all based on the Magen Avraham said this side of all of a sudden we see not so much. The Magen Avraham said the side of the Chakira, and there's a Prima Gadim who says in parallel to the side of the Chakira. Okay, that's true. The Magen Avraham did say the side of the Chakira. What he's going to then go back to with the rice is not 100% clear. You do have a Magen Avraham on this side of the Chakira. Where is this? Sosif Katan something?
Sosif Katan Yud.
Does he live up to this and all the other sifkatans? Not so pasha. So yesh la'ayin harbe. However, there are two other possibilities. Number one, that it could be just a fixed gedder. Not a fixed gedder because it depends on the derech time chazal. Even in time chazal, they didn't care about the gedder. Then they would have been mechal between rice and wheat. In days chazal, it was just a fixed gedder for both rice and wheat. Why? You could say it's really because of bracha, just they didn't want to mechal between species. Not the little plug. But it could be that maybe it's not about derech. Maybe it's just about something else. What else? Maybe maisa kedera is not a way of saying derech to eat or derech to eat for a meal. Maybe there's just something special about the Maisa Kedera. What would be something special about the Maisa Kedera if it was not because of Derech? Maybe it's a fixed getter Maisa Kedera not because of Derech. Not because of Derech, but rather, it could be Derech, rather because of something else. And here, I'm going to go out on a limb because I don't have any Makoros about this, even Ramosha, when he goes through, oh, it's about the Derech, the fixed getter, never use Svaras. But you could give a svara for the idea of a. You could give a svara for the idea of a fixed gedder. A, maybe it's all about dibuk. It's about turning many grains into one piece. One piece doesn't have to be a solid piece, right? It could be a more solid kogel, or it could be a porridge. Maybe what's called mazon is if you can have a big big piece of something. And not just individual grains. Individual grains are not Muslim. Those are pre-Adama. It's when it becomes a big piece. Maybe the dibuk is ikker. Or maybe the miyach / chiluk is ikker. Maybe it's about shinoi. Maybe you need a big shinoi. Puffed wheat is not a big shinoi. Puffed wheat is just a wheat kernel that's bigger. That's not a big enough shinoi. So maybe it's because of shinoi le'iluya. After all, you know, why is wine get a special bracha? Well, because of sa'id, maybe because of the sameach, maybe because of shinui le'iluya. Those are all factors mentioned. Here it's clearly sa'id. Maybe it means shinui le'iluya. Maybe it's just because of the shinui shavo. Or maybe because a muzzle means a big piece of something. Maybe that's what the difference between peros and muzzle. Peros are little things, and muzzle means a big thing. That's when it becomes Muslim, when you a big thing, right? Or dibuk lechefza gedola. That's how people eat Muslim, right? Muslim. What do people eat for Muslim? Muslim. You make something into something big, and then you have a bowl or a loaf of it, as opposed to you have 100 little pieces of something. That's a Muslim. So cooking is a fixed gender, and then we're about to be wrong. It could be that Mezosa Bracha is right. Or, give me 1 second, where Moshe throws a curveball. He makes a diak on Rabbeinu Yonah. He says that even Rabbeinu Yonah didn't mean it purely depends on what's the derech to eat. He fascinating thinks the Rambam meant what we think Rabbeinu Yonah means. He says, maybe Rabbeinu Yonah really meant the best Eloi. Back to Iluya Achrina. Now, you know, Iluya Achrina makes it the Shahakal. Not an exact parallel. But he says, maybe what the Rabbeinu Yonah meant is, and he's Mezdaik Rabbeinu Yonah, is that it has to be the best form of something. In rice, the best form is separate pieces of rice. But in wheat, that's still not the best form. The best form is farina. The best form is a porridge. And therefore, even though it's the derech, it's not enough to be the derech. It has to be the
best, the biggest Eloi. That's a big Chiddush, even Rabbeinu Yonah. Or here, Rabbeinu Yonah, Lefi, Igros Moshe, he rereads Rabbeinu Yonah. We thought he just meant whatever's the derech to do. No, here is what's the biggest derech to do. And therefore, even puffed wheat, since puffed wheat is not as big an Eloi as rice, whole cooked rice is better than rice pudding. But in wheat, porridge is better than puffed wheat. Again, how to measure that? He doesn't quite say how he measures it, but he says that it's all about being the biggest Eloi. I don't mean the smartest guy in Yeshiva. Biggest Eluya. The biggest Eluya. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, it would seem that the minhag ha'olam to say ha'adama on, not to mention the fact that the Mishnah Brura is pretty clear that he doesn't paskin, it depends on the derech, right? He only threw that in as one suffix among many to justify a bracha on rice. And even though there's a Chaim Sanzer who brings up this factor, and then I'll take you to Dov, in the 21st Shaar Tzion, he says very clearly, he says there's a suffix, the prima gadim is a suffix, and also it's the derech of people to eat it. Somebody they speak a lo nafka. The derech just gets you a suffix, it doesn't get you a dos. It's clear it's only the suffix was the derech of the factor. So halacha l'maisa, the Mishabur is clearly only considered derech a suffix we pass in that way, and the Ramah seems to passing against it being a matter of derech in favor of a fixed gedder. So then puffed wheat clearly doesn't match the fixed gedder. B, even if it is a derech, so you have machlokas between Barry Willigan or Mandelbaum as to whether you reevaluate it every time and place or you set it in stone from the tekufa of Chazal. And therefore, with all of these sfeikos, then you have Ramosha, who says even Rabbeinu Yonah didn't mean that anything that's the derech. He only meant the best way. And puffed wheat is not the best way to eat wheat, other than bread. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, it would be hard to possibly very well look here, and it would seem that we should follow the minhag olam to make hadama on puffed wheat. And then what's the bracha achrona? We'll see in a minute after a word from you to Dov.
Apparently,
and then
according to the TABC website, Rav Eliashiv in this very context said that steaming is considered like bishul.
Right, but puffed wheat is still hadama.
No, puffed wheat is steamed.
Yes, but it's still hadama because it's steamed that is shalok chai kamoshahu. That's where Moshe also assumed.
It seems that he's talking here about puffed wheat. It seems like Rav Eliashiv thought it was, not that's my impression, but it was so recruited by the hadama.
Really? But how does that help if it's shalim? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ramosha also assumed puff wheat was cooked. But it's still done in shalim kamoshu.
According to the Star K, the process for most puff wheat is to first remove the bran from the kernel for the process known as purling. So I don't know if that's enough. Is that to be
so right? It's what you're saying is that then it's like the pearl griping. That if you, meaning you take, the bran? But that's only Heser HaKlipa, and it's not even Nismayach Ketzas. Oh, low Nismayach. And here what they say, it's something or it's Mizonos?
They don't go through all those mouths.
No, but what do they say then? They say it's Mizonos then? Or that it's a something?
It's a something.
Yeah, why? That's what the Shabbos says. If you take off the Klipa, it's not Nismayach, it's a something. Uh-huh. Right? Now, just to be fair, it's a great question. I'm going to assume not, although Yesh L'Ayin Harbe. But it's not even pushed to me, because like, over there, the Mishnah Brewer was saying there's what to be sown on pearl, barley. No, that was also, they took off some of the,
So I'm saying it's not shalim. Some
end
of the brand and some
endosperm is incident. So they even took off ketzas min ha'ocha, right?
I'm not sure they care about that.
That's what they want to say. They want to say, now here's a fascinating question. If it's nismaich, here's a great question. What they want to say is they took off the klipa and some of the ochel. Took off the klipa and some of the ochel. If they take off the klipa and some of the ochel and steaming is cooking, then says Mishnah Brura, even if it's lo nismaich, that was his pearl barley, and yeshama lismoch, the same as onos and alamech. Yup, so that would be a totally different angle than we're willing on puffed wheat. Yesh l'ayin ketzas is cooking a pot of barley
the same letting in this Mishnah Brura as making puffed wheat. Because after all, even if steaming has some similarity to cooking, first of all, they don't really cook it fully by steaming. They also have to pop it by toasting. They're steaming under pressure. I mean, they pump steam into it under pressure. Interestingly, it clearly looks less like baisa than cooked pearl barley. So yesh la'ayin. Okay, yesh la'ayin. It would seem to me that the Mishmur is not trying to exert a cost, they're trying to say how much it looks like a porridge. And probably clearly looks less like a porridge than a cooked dish of pearl barley. Still turkey, yeah, but okay. There's always more source.
To clarify that apparently there's also bracha quarter of Yashiv was saying it's a dhamma, but the Vayamot Pinchas, this is Holocopedia, on page 160, says that after Yashiv saw how it was cooked, he retracted and took it from those.
Okay, in general, I found that in almost all of Hilchos Brachos, like the rest of the Shulchan Aruch, you could find Rebbe Yashiv quoted both ways. Rebbe Yashiv was... I'm still not sure why it is that Rabbi Yoshev is always quoted both ways on almost every halachic issue in the entire Kol HaTorah Kula. Is it because he was like the Rav and he was just such a, you know, he was just the kind of London who would say what he thought of Shad in the Sugya today, but next week he thought a different Shad in the Sugya, and he was just that, a very very fertile Lundus, because that's what the Rav did. Or is it just because people somehow, you know, he had such unique political stature in his time, and that people quoted him as whatever they wanted because it was worthwhile. I don't know. Okay. In general, I think the Vizos HaBracha fellow is very, very clever, by the way. He writes in his Akdama. He quoted every single posek by name, except for Rebbe Yashiv in this book. He quoted him with a nickname, like Meiri style, Echa Migdoli Ador. I guess he was like the Hashlama. And he says, why? Not because he wants to insult anyone. Why did he quote every single posek by name except for Rebbe Yashiv? Because every other posek, he felt confident that whatever he heard or was reported to him was, 99% likely the sheet of that posek. When it came to Rebbe Yashiv, there's just, for whatever reason, which I don't really understand, he says that there's some basic problem with all reports from Rebbe Yashiv, and that there are just too many of them, they contradict each other, and therefore he didn't want to quote by name because he didn't feel confident that he actually had the correct psak in his name. Okay, so we'll leave all that for now. I'll just point out one thing. Which is a fascinating discussion that's not in any of the Rishonim, to the best of my knowledge. Which is, and does it make a difference if it's not cooked? What if it's not cooked?
What do you think?
Like, what if you have overnight oatmeal? You let it soak in milk overnight. You let raw oats soak in milk overnight, and it becomes oatmeal. Or what if you make oatmeal in klisheni, which is not an uncommon occurrence whatsoever. Everyone knows oatmeal is much better if you cook it al gabi ha'esh, right? Ein bishul barer elisha orma ha'alef tachtov, it says in Yerushalmi. But plenty of people make oatmeal in klisheni, no?
What does it mean?
Means you just... You have a bowl, and you put the oats in hot water in a bowl and let it sit for a few minutes. Cliche.
Oh, instant.
Yeah, instant oatmeal. And overnight is just cold, right? Or good. So the fascinating question would be in the cliche oatmeal, you would say maybe Kali Abishal is different. It's totally Kali Abishal, but there's some instant oats are actually somewhat cooked in the factory, and that's what makes them instant. Although I checked the website, Quaker instant oats are not prepared any different than other oats, except they're just cut thinner, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Shin Yud Ches. When something's very thin, it becomes Kali Abishal. That makes a lot of scientific sense, and you see it with our own eyes for instant oats. Maybe you could say that it's in a klisheni, you could say, well, it's Kali Abishal, it cooks in a klisheni, or that it's a very hot klisheni, and maybe the Chai Odom would say that a very hot klisheni counts as a klibishon. Maybe something you eat with klibishon, the question, does that count? After all, it's only Vashel Kadei Klipa, but instant oats are only Kadei Klipa, right?
Quaker doctor,
Yeah. But again, it's not that it's pre-cooked, that it's not white, it's thin. It's just very thin. When things are very thin, they're kali abishal, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Shin Yud Ches. Anyway, those are good questions. Or what about things that are toasted or puffed? Like, for example, if puffed wheat is made in a way that is not cooking, but just toasting, would that make a difference? Granola bars made of toasted oats, right? Rice cakes. They also make rice cakes out of wheat, just not so common. Rice cakes are a big muzzle nowadays, right? Are very hush and muzzle nowadays, rice cakes. they're just made by puffing rice. Basically, rice cakes are the same as popcorn. The only difference is, instead of popping the rice in a pot like popcorn, they put it inside a round mold, close it up, and then pop it, like a lot of kernels together. So they pop and they stick together and become a rice cake. So all those questions are very fascinating, and that's nothing discussed in the Shulchan Aruch at all. He doesn't discuss at all, you know, is cooking necessary or not? Meaning, when they assume you're cooking it, is that just because only cooking is the derech? But if nowadays the derech is do something else, then that changes it. Or Moshe assumes not that way in the siman after the one, the two that I gave you. Is it, like, why do they all assume we're dealing with cooking as opposed to raw and as opposed to toasting? Is it because cooking is the derech and then nowadays whatever's the derech? Is it because cooking makes it stick together? And so nowadays, depending if it sticks together, if you toast things, they don't stick together, it's not mazonos, but rice cakes would be mazonos because they stick together, and oatmeal would be mazonos because it sticks together. It's just a din that it depends on cooking. Or is it just a din that it depends on cooking? That is a very, very fascinating machlokas. You know, the reason I bring it up here is because it's a little parallel to this question. Why did they say cooked and not raw, like overnight oatmeal? Or cliché oatmeal, but cliché oatmeal you can squeeze in as cooked. And I think everyone would say mazonos on that. Because there's so many studs in to squeeze it in as cooked. How about as opposed to raw overnight oatmeal, as opposed to toasted rice cakes, and maybe granola bars, etc. If cooking is just a din, their takana was cooked, then it has to be cooked.
Why is afia not cooking?
Afia is when you do lisha and afia of kemach. That's a different story. You're right. That's a different story. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you're not baking. There's a difference between toasting and baking, right? Anyway, without lisha. I'll just point out these are all very confusing sugyas in the poskim, but yesh la'ayin, a similar chakira, but this chakira, you don't have anything in Rishonim that until the modern era. Basically, all these shilas don't come until the modern era, because apparently, I wouldn't say don't come off the Mishnah Berurah, discusses all kinds of different porridges, but all these weird foods we only started eating more recently. How about if it's not cooked, right? Such as raw or toasted. Toasted is granola bars, for example, and raw is overnight oatmeal. So do you say, why does Shulchan Aruch assume cooking? What's special about cooking? Is it because it's just not a fixed getter of cooking? They said maisa kedera. Kedera means cooking, right? Of maisa kedera. Or is it just a matter of the derech? In which case, hold on, granola bars, that's a super derech nowadays. Okay, there's some debate whether people eat granola bars for muzzin or not. Rabbi Willick says granola is just a snack. Seems to me that nowadays, people eat granola bars for muzzin. It's not a candy. People eat granola bars to tie them over and get through the day. As a matter of fact, Clif Bars, which are similar to granola bars, right? How do they market Clif Bars? Now, not all marketing is sheker, but it has a kernel of MS in it.
What are you speaking about?
Everyone in America knows what a Clif Bar is. It's like a granola. It's like a Nature Valley granola bar. It's a brand of granola bar. They market it as giving you energy for physical strenuous activity, right? Now, why do they do it? And it has protein?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
They say it's like a meal.
It's like a meal. Okay, great. Anyway, kitzer, maybe it's just a matter of the derech, or...
But they call it energy bar. It's not really a muzzle.
It's like the energy.
But that's Muslim lechora energy, no? Or is it a matter of debuk? In which case, rice cakes are debuk. And are granola bars debuk? It's a little funny because, like, rice cakes are debuk because it sticks together when you pop it. Overnight oats is debuk because it becomes one porridge when you soak it. Granola bars are debuk because you toast them with honey in between and honey is sticky. So, Sarach Ion exactly. Or is it just because there is a, not a, a I would say, let's even go so far as to say, is it a fixed getter, Maisa, Kedera? says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, quoted in the Zos HaBracha, no, it's a surah of Daisa. It doesn't have to be caught, but they only made mazonos on a certain surah called Daisa. I understand also pas of Abakistan, but if you're not talking about pas, they only made it on a surah of surah of Daisa, in which case, for sure, there'd be nothing talking about in the puff wheat, etc., although right, man, will claim to be a Svedinim. Anyway, this is very fascinating. Machlokes, how about overnight oats? Overnight oats is mamish oatmeal. Who here has eaten overnight oats? It's a thing nowadays. I don't know why. Do you know why people do it? I don't know why people do it. You never know if people do things. It's always hard to tell if. It's always hard to tell when people do things nowadays. Is it that it actually is? It tastes better. You know, if you have a refined palate, is it more nutritious? That's usually what they say. Odds are more likely it's virtue signaling. Although, you have to be eyeing what's the virtue.
I'm sure is it also the thought it's something that you start making at night, and by the time you wake up in the morning for breakfast, it's done, so you don't have to worry about making breakfast.
Okay. Maybe it's just efficiency. Anyway.
It's not
maize lace. It's not maize lace. No one does maize lace.
Why wouldn't the killer just be mafir and when you make maize lace and just say that was the mafir and then it's actually...
It might spoil or something. I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, Victor. Yeah.
According to our research, when you bake your granola, it actually isn't the spot before it gets crispy after you take it out.
Interesting. Okay.
And it's also not a whole kernel.
Correct. But it's not cooked. Okay. Anyway, yesh la'ayin. I just want to.
That is considered cooking. That's what I'm saying. If it's nismayin, then
interesting. Okay. Anyway, I just want to point out yesh makom lachkor and a concept which is not discussed by Rishonim or classical poskim, which is that the mezonos on cooked foods, not raw foods or baked foods. Besides the fact that it's not on all cooked foods, because it's not on non-cooked foods. Why is it not on non-cooked foods? Is it just because it's only the derech to cook it, in which case nowadays it would be different? Is it because you only get debuk when you cook it, in which case nowadays it would be different, and you should ask if granola bars are debuk or not? Is it because, no, they only had in mind a porridge, in which case... Anything that's not a porridge, there's nothing to talk about, but overnight oats is a porridge. That's what the Zos HaBracha quotes from Shlomo Zalman. That overnight oats is the surah of Daisa, or is it just, no, a fixed getter? They said cooking for whatever reason, and there's no revisiting that. Interestingly, when it comes to overnight oats, Rav Schefter says Hadama, because it's raw. If it's not cooked, it's not cooked. There's nothing to talk about. Deira only goes around cooking. Maisa Kedera. Kedera has to cook. And the Shlomo Zalman says, no, anything that's a porridge is a porridge. Once it's a porridge, you don't have to worry about it. Or at least that's how he's quoted in Mezos HaBracha, which is the only source for this psak. So Halacha Maisa, this is a big machlokes. You know, what should we do? Misafik. It's very tricky. Misafik. Always better to say Hadama, but even if you say Mezonos, you'd be yotzi b'dievet, but then you get into Bracha Achronah trouble. It's all right, yeah.
You would say the Saad that, like, you know, everything is set from when Chazal made the Tekana. Chazal acknowledged non-Kedera forms of cooking. I mean, it'd be very odd to eat pickled, wheat, but, you know, Chazal acknowledged...
Yeah, but I don't know what they said the Bracha would be. They acknowledged that these things exist, but they never said it would be Mezonos. You just made that up. And I am not allowing that. Okay, thank you. Yeah?
You know, according to the Rosh and the Meiri,
So then you don't have a province. It just depends on what you call it. You call it a dice or do you call it a candy bar?
No, that they were talking about in terms of tarovuses goes by what you call it. It still needs to be a Maisa Kedera.
I think that when you show them use the word more than they only need to, they need one course of a year.
Okay, in which case puffed wheat would qualify, and I think rice cakes and granola bars would also qualify. People eat rice cakes for a meal, not for a snack. And granola bars are borderline, but people eat rice cakes more for a meal than for a snack. It's like a healthy meal if you want to cut calories or something, although maybe cutting calories. Now, Grunter, you said that doesn't take away the getter of ozone. You're lying. okay. Anyway, let us... we have 5 minutes for today's shiur. Let's at least start today's shiur. Now that we've discussed what the getter ma'isik dera, what isn't, one thing is for sure not ma'isik dera. Koses is achita. What does koses achita include? Rav Moshe says it includes puffed wheat. He says puffed wheat, say hadama on. Most poskim say it includes granola bars. They say granola bars are hadama. Rav Schefter says it includes overnight oats, which are hadama. There are still lots of things nowadays which are the equivalent of koses es hachita. The question is, what bracha achrona do you say if you assume granola bars are hadama? What is the bracha achrona if you assume puffed wheat is hadama? What is the bracha achrona? That is the famous suffix of Tosfos here. What do Ruba deruba of Rishonim assume the bracha achrona and kosa achita is? What do most Rishonim assume? Bari nefashos. Someone give me a list of bari nefashos. Who says bari nefashos? Well, Tosfos has many deos, right? The first day of Tosfos? No, Davka not the first day of Tosfos, but the Rabbeinu Tam, apparently, where is this? Exactly. The late Rabbeinu Tam, and the, I don't have Masifta here, but I have Makor sheet. The Rambam says Bor Nefashos very explicitly. The Ritva says Bor Nefashos. The Meiri says Bor Nefashos.
The
Bahag is quoted saying Bor Nefashos. Or Rabbeinu Yonah says Bor Nefashos. The Rashba quotes like to a suffix in Daf Lamed Vav, but on Daf and Dalet he says Pashat Bor Nefashos. Basically, you know, all the Rishonei Sfarad basically say Bor Nefashos, and Tosfos quotes a machlokes about it. But we realize not just Tosfos. Who's the first person who said Bracha Achas Mei Shalosh from the Makor Sheet?
I think Rashi.
Rashi, right? The Shibola Lekka quotes Rashi and Sefer Parday says Bracha Achas Mei Shalosh. So basically, it has roots in early Ashkenaz, Rabbeinu Tam. Early Rabbeinu Tam said Bracha Achas Mei Shalosh. The first day in Tosfos said Bracha Achas Mei Shalosh. The Ravon said Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. Rashi said Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. And what's the Maskana of Tosos? Maskana of Tosos, he knows that, but he knows the other chat as well, is that Tosos says the Re was Mesopek and said better eat in a meal and get out of the Suffolk. The Rush concludes similarly. The Rosh was said in the Flam and Vavro and Daphne and Dal, he's comfortable being with the rest of Rishonei Sfarad. So this is a big machlokas. What is this machlokas all about? Let's see. First of all, did you get the word?
No.
What's the best raya? If you had to bring a raya from Shas, that, let's just, from our sugya, where in our sugya would you find a proof that it's bracha achas mein shalosh? What line in our sugya, I'm just asking you Tosfos, proves that it's bracha achas mein shalosh? What? Exactly, the top of the days. Kol shehu, min dagan v'losa opas. Rabbi Gamliel says three brachas, chamim say bracha achas mein shalosh. Okay. On the other hand, what's the proof from our sugya that it's not bracha achas mein shalosh? Where are they medayik in our sugya that it's not bracha achas mein shalosh? It doesn't say luklum, but it doesn't mention the braisa. It says koseis achita says bori priadama.
dot 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 to Birkas Hamazon, dot 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 Brachas Mayim Shalosh. It never says a bracha achrona for Kosos Achita. Why? Because we know we're in a flushable clone, so I don't have to say it. The Brisa of Kosos Achita leaves out bracha achrona, implying it's not bracha achas Mayim Shalosh. Why do, if they're diukim so certain, why do most Rishonim think it's born in Fashos? Why do most Rishonim think it's born in Fashos? I think this is obviously an opinion. What?
You can't have
because the Gemara later only mentions Ala Michya, and it's clearly on Michya and Kalkala, as the right that's quoted by the Rashi Daf Lamed Vav. And Alapiros.
Yeah,
it's not such a great deal because our minug is that there's also such a bracha as that's not in the Gemara there. Alagefni Alpriya Gefen, which is not in the Gemara there. So obviously we, people in this room, and Jews of the last many hundred years, don't care. The biggest raya is Daf Mem Dalid Amud Aleph. Right? Rami Gamliel says you bench on all Shivas Haminim. Why? Because it says, Eretz Chitos Ora, Gefen Tenet, Tenav Rimon, Eretz Eshemun Dvash. Dat dat dat, Yechal Tuzat, the Rechta, you bench on Shivas Aminim. What did the Chachamim say? Why don't we bench on Shivas Aminim? Because the next one says, Eretz Asher Lob Miskinos Toch Abal Lechem. Dat dat dat, Yechal Tuzat, the Rechta, so only on Lechem. So we go back to Rabbi Gamliel and say, how can you say all Shivas Aminim are benching? Wasn't Eretz Hefsika Inyan? It says Eretz of Lechem and not of all Shivas Aminim. It says, no, that wasn't to exclude all Shivas Aminim. That was only to exclude Kosos Achita. When Rabbi Gamliel says you bench on Shivas Aminim, he meant except for Kosos Achita. All seven species except Kosos Achita. So most Rishonim assume, just like, and it's even a parallel in the Brisa on top of Laman Zayin and Mabez. Rabbi Gamliel says benching. Chacham say brachas mei shalosh. Just like Rabbi Gamliel's benching was everything except for kosos achita, so too the chachamim's brachas mei shalosh is everything except for kosos es achita. Okay, what is early Rabbeinu Tam / Rashi going to say back? And if it's brachas mei shalosh, what brachas mei shalosh is it? And how does that affect the modern day halacha lemaisa? We'll have to pick up with Amir Tzashem next time. So next time we'll have to really go through, we're running sort of a little kavur behind. Next time we'll have to go through, but I also want to really go on to the Gemara. So next time we'll go through this Makor sheet and also go on to the Gemara. If you finish Makor sheet 16, then really work on the Gemara until 10 lines from the end of Laman Zayin Amud Beis. And we'll hopefully, Amir Tzashem, I think realistically, finish Makor Sheet 16 and also try to get through the Gemara in Lamed Lamed Zayin Beis, Amir Tzashem, next time.
So you really have a whole 16.
Yes, I have a whole 16, but it's a lot of Makoros, but it's not...